it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake on up, wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome in, everybody. Obviously, we're going to be talking about sports today. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, and it is a Thursday here, and there's a lot to get into, and I promise we'll get to that, but we do need to acknowledge everything that has taken place in our country the last 24 hours. And Joe, on today, the 24th anniversary of September 11th, which really just hit me as literally like 5 minutes we were about to go on. Like, we get up at, you know, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just trying to get all like my Brock Purdy news, my Mac Jones, trying to find myself. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing it on, you know, we have, you know, we're right here at KCBS, see CNN, Fox. Oh, remembering 9/11. I was like, oh my, September 11th. And I know on top of everything. And, obviously that comes with its own, memories and memories people want to forget, and the imagery and all of it, and where we were at that time. And you remember where you were at that time, 24 years ago today. I was in third grade, and my mom, I just remember waking up, she was just watching the TV and the coverage of everything and the planes. And my mom's from New Jersey, grew up North Jersey. You can see the New York skylines, the Twin Towers and all of that. And she's just scared that her cousins or parents or, you know, sisters, brothers, all like, they, you didn't know. And that's how everyone was kind of feeling that day, a friend, family member, and it was just an attack. And then obviously what took place yesterday out in Utah with Charlie Kirk getting shot and killed, with what took place out in Colorado at Evergreen High School, and two students getting shot, and just... You know, we have a gun problem and we have a mental health problem in this country. And I am very sick and tired of having to say thoughts and prayers all the time. I'm very sick of having to do that. And I know that's, I'm not belittling religion. I'm not belittling how people feel and where they go to find solace. And I think that's a place today where a lot of people are going to go. Sports talk, and I promise we will get to that.
Yeah, we want to be a distraction.
Absolutely, and we're going to be that. But for lack of a better term or phrase, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Man, that's really well said, Joe. You know, I think a lot now as I get older. I feel my mortality about, you know, like, what's the imprint that you leave, you know, for your family? And then for, like, all your friends and maybe your community, if you're willing to put that impact in there. And I'm so exhausted by right and left. I'm just so exhausted by anger over the religion, anger over ethnicity or race or whatever it might be, and all the divisiveness that I've seen across the country. And I would just say this to everyone, that the last couple of years, it's really hammered home to me how precious life is. I've shared this a little bit on air, and, you know, my wife and I, we struggled to have children for like 15 years. We just celebrated our 15-year anniversary. And so, like,
congratulations.
I appreciate that. We struggled for a long time. Life is really hard for us to consummate. It was very, very difficult for us to bring a child into this world. And what seems so easy for some is so, so difficult for others. And while we were welcoming my son into this world, I was also saying goodbye to my dad. I have 5 pictures, my dad and my kid. You know, it's precious. Life is really, really, really precious. And so, you know, I just think that we're too flippant in society, in life, just across the board about life. I'm seeing videos of what happened in Oakland over the weekend where it's just a shootout in the middle of the street. You obviously see what happens in Utah yesterday. We've seen what have happened with judges on both sides of the political parties. I'm so sick of the two-party system. I'm so sick of the divisiveness of everything. And, you know, Ryan Covey used to say when we would finish our show at night, just be good to each other. And the older I get, the more and more crap I see every day when I open up social media, the more I realize we're not good to each other. And it really ticks me off. And I think about the life my dad left for me, and I'm thinking about the life I want my son to have. One day I won't be here for him. And I'm saying to those that can hear me, I have a responsibility when I turn this microphone on to represent my community. And I know this is sports, and I know that I'm not trying to tell you how to live. Nothing is worse than hearing someone tell you how to live. I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not. I'm just imploring you. Demand better from yourself, from your family members, from your local politicians, from community leaders, from state government. You know, the Niners are playing in New Orleans this weekend. Feels pretty inconsequential when you look at life, like real life stuff. And we all got real life stuff going on. I watched the Katrina doc, and I watched the president, the state, and the local officials fail hundreds of thousands of people and be put into a freaking sports stadium with no water, no running anything. The toilets weren't working. I mean, it was disgusting just to see what happened to those people. And I drive by every single day, 6th Street, and I see despair every day. Every day. I lost a family member to the streets of despair. You're talking about mental health. There's a drug crisis. You know, my father suffered from this drug crisis, and he was able to find a way to uplift himself from it. And there's so many things going on. I was a violent offender at one point in my life, you know, and I have worked really, really hard to try to get past it. I'm never going to be past it. It's something I have to be cognizant at every single point in my life. I was put behind bars for my own violence. And I go back to my son, and I go back to two little kids that don't have their father. And I tell you that, once again, life is extremely precious. I'm not asking you to believe in one thing that I believe in or everything I believe in. I just think we have been arguing on the margins of the extremes for too long, and we're all sick and tired. And when I go out into the world, I coach. Last night I was at a huge fundraiser for our community to try to do something right and try to help the kids. I just ask everybody, just demand better from yourself and from everyone else, and stop arguing online. Stop arguing about BS. Go out and do something good. Now, some people have bigger platforms and bigger opportunities to be able to do it. But I just think at the end of the day, when you see how flippant we treat life, and you see people that clearly are just disturbed, and they're killing people on buses, or yesterday in the Tenderloin, someone got shot. You know, I saw the video just circulating across the internet. This is not just what's happening in other states. This is happening literally blocks away from where I'm talking right now. I drive by it every single day, and it makes me sick. And again, I lost a family member in that same exact corridor that I talk about. So we just got to be better. And I try to wake up every day and I'm like, what am I going to do to make it better? And I try to volunteer and I try to get back. And I'm not perfect at all. I'm not. I make a lot of mistakes. I do a lot of terrible things. I've done a lot of terrible things, and I try to own up to them and move on beyond them. But my God, if you can hear me and anyone out there, and I know you don't want to be preached to, and I'm not trying to do it, stop arguing on the margins and worrying about it, and think about the next generation. And every day I think about, what world am I leaving for little Benny and Nora? What world am I leaving for LJ? What world am I leaving for Carter's soon-to-be-born little daughter and everybody that's out there? And that's just, I mean, it ticks me off. And I hope it ticks everybody else off. And it's super sad. And I'm tired of all the prayers and this and that. Dude, we've gone through so much trauma over all the stuff. And, you know, the reality is we're very blessed. We get to talk about sports every day. But when real life stuff happens, all the BS we argue about is shit ain't good. And, you know, Nick Bosa is throwing the DC under the bus. Oh, it feels just, so inconsequential.
Just wait till we get to Brock Purdy's big toe, people. Just wait.
But I, the last thing I say is this, Joe. And again, I'm not perfect. I'm not even educated. I'm not someone who's... I got kicked out of high schools because I was a bad guy, you know? And I try to be better, and I try to repent for those things, and I try to give back. I do. I really
do. You got your degree. You get one back. You did it. You finished.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I nothing bugged me more, especially during COVID, when people would tell you how to live your life or tell you what you should do or didn't do. And, like, that's up to you to decide, right? And I guess I would say just, like, demand more from yourself. And, you know, I think about what the people that frame me, and not everyone has these people in their lives. They don't have positive influences, male, female, older, younger, it doesn't matter. But my Uncle Jeff, my Uncle Jim, my Uncle Matt, there were certain people that were not my dad that we would sit down and we would talk. We would talk, and I would pick their brain, and they would pick my brain, and we would be over the campfire, or maybe we would just be having drinks when I was drinking, and we just talk about life. And we maybe don't agree on everything, but at the end of the day, we would hear somebody out, and maybe we would walk away from the conversation with more perspective. It doesn't mean you have to believe in everything that someone says. And so I know we spent probably more time than people want because this is sports and sports and sports, but I feel an obligation, and I will for the rest of my career. I want my community to be better. I want that block that I drive up every day to go to work to be safer. My grandma used to take me on the streetcar, and we would go to the Nordstrom's and the Emporium and the Roof Rides here in downtown San Francisco. And I think about, would I want my mom currently to do that with my son? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. And that's unacceptable. And I think when I get back to everything, the adults in the room, we got to demand better, and we got to lift our standards of what's acceptable in society and stop arguing and start volunteering and helping and doing all the things that we possibly can. And so, look, I don't want to preach to anyone. I just felt like there was an obligation as I wake up my community every day that I love. I truly do love. And I did a freaking, we were trying to raise money for these kids so they have after school programs.
Hey, how'd that go last night? I saw you and Bonte. You guys had the tuxes on. Was Carter there? Was he wearing a three-piece suit?
No, Carter was not there. Carter was not there. And
he was in Tahoe?
No. So anyway, I'm sorry. I apologize, but I really
apologize.
Do think that, like, no, I really do think that, like, we have an obligation to entertain and distract.
Yes.
That I understand. But I do believe there's also times where you need to stand up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was well said. And yeah, we needed to say that. We did. And not that we're just going to move on. All right, Brock Purdy's toe. But, you know, that's what, you know, life, in a way, unfortunately, it sounds cruel, and we've all dealt through tragedies or anything in our life. Life goes on, and that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to do our show today as the best as we can and put a smile on people's faces. I didn't know, Carter, you're going to be girl dad? Girl dad over there?
Yeah, I'm like Kobe.
Dude, congratulations. That's awesome.
Oh,
baby girl.
Did I break that news? I'm so
sorry. Well, I think you might have. I think you can.
I guess Sierra has teller work now, huh?
Oh,
just kidding, Shazzy. No. I'm messing with you.
Oh, no.
I think on this show, he might have been the first time we've mentioned it. So, Carter. We got Carter's pregnant.
All right, now we have to tell a joke.
Thanks.
Carter's like, I found out it was a girl.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bro, and I cry.
Oh, my God.
I know Carter, look, as I said, as someone that waited 15 years for a child, let me just tell you, it's going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to
you. It
doesn't
matter.
Exactly. It does not matter at all. It's going to be the greatest. It's going to change you in a way that you will never be at Monahan's on a Sunday watching a Niner game ever again. Your life has changed forever. And whatever you think Sierra is going to be cool with is not going down the way you think it is, doggy.
I'll say this. When they have those gender reveal things and, like, they show the reaction of the parents and, like, It's like, just be happy if you're having a baby. That's it. Just have
he
some
will be.
Just have some perspective, people.
I'm
okay?
Very happy. Very, very happy.
I'm teasing. I'm pulling.
No, I know he's happy.
I did break down crying in the doctor's office because I wanted a boy very badly.
I am talking to you then.
But quickly, I thought about it. 10 minutes later, I was fine.
You'll love it. And again, that's easy for me to say, I guess, because I have both already. So I got the boy and the girl. There you go. And if you want to join in this conversation about babies, sure. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You know, Christian McCaffrey recently became a father. You know that dad strength? I think he was showing out in week one.
Where is dad strength? I don't have it. You don't have it.
Well,
where is it? Is it mentally?
Well, I got more gray. That's all that I have taken from that. And the more bags under my eyes.
Dad weakness.
Exactly. It's like kryptonite, actually.
100% is like kryptonite.
But I think I need a dad strength type of performance in week two, potentially, Joe. Did you see the latest with Brock Purdy from Ian Rapoport? I think it might be breaking news, guys. I think it might be.
Oh, boy.
Let's try to distract the people. You gotta hit the breaking news, Carter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we gotta get into it. It's
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
All right. This is per Ian Rapoport at Rap Sheet on Twitter. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy is gonna be out minimum 2 to 5 weeks with a turf toe variant, sources say. This is coming after yesterday where Kyle Shanahan alluded to that it's unlikely that Brock goes this week. He's going to be listed as doubtful. And it's looking like it's going to be Mac Jones in the Superdome just 4 years later from that infamous draft class where the 49ers selected Trey Lance in the first round. Not Mac Jones. Somehow, some way. He still ends up being a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
This is a devastating blow for just the Niners. I mean, you're losing your starting quarterback at minimum 2 weeks and maybe up to five. It could be more. I mean, what this signals to me, and this, I'm not pretending to be Dr. Nirav Pandya, but I know he probably has a tweet out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. So if you want to read it when I'm done here. Oh, do you have it?
I got it. We'll go to continue before
we
get there.
I mean, when I hear 2 to 5 weeks, that means like, this probably needs surgery in the offseason.
It might. If it's a grade three, could potentially need surgery. So this is the degrees. What is it? Not the 6 degrees of
our
Kevin
Bacon. Heads are falling
Thank
off.
Thank you, Lloyd Christmas. So this is our guy, our 95.7 Game injury insider, Dr. Nirav Pandya, UCSF Health. Guy knows his stuff. All right. He says, in general, there are three grades of this type of injury. The turf toe, as we're calling it, which is an injury to the main joint of the big toe. The MTP, as they like to call it. All right. Grade one is kind of like a hyperextension of the structure, a stretching of the structure, if you will. So no ligament damage. But grade two, partial tearing. Grade three.
There's no such thing as a partial tear.
Well, grade three is their complete tearing where it's ripped off.
Okay,
so
there's
a partial where it's just a little bit, like if you're ripping a piece of paper.
That's a tear.
There's a tear, and then there's a complete tear. So right now, we might be looking at a.
Gosh.
Again, I'm speculating here. It sounds like if it's 2 to 5 weeks, it could be a grade two because Pandya then went on to say the grade one injuries, usually it's minimal time off. You can come back, you can play through it. Grade two. Usually missed around 2 to 3 weeks, and then a grade three where it's a complete tear could be up to 6 to 12. Now, if you're just joining us, Ian Rapoport, NFL Network reporting, sources telling him minimum 2 to 5 weeks that Brock is going to be out. So that would be this week and next week with Mac Jones. And we'll see if Mac Jones survives this week, but it's looking like it's going to be. I know, I'm sorry, but. Just, I want to know how Niner fans are feeling right now. Like, after the joy and jubilation of winning that game in Seattle, division rivals, the way you want it, Jake Tonjes, the hero, Purdy floated it up there, but he let his playmaker make a play. He came down with it. It was a gutsy performance. The guy was pressured more than anyone else all in the first week amongst all quarterbacks, and he somehow found a way to win it. But then you come away from that game. George Kittle, hamstring, IR. Out 4 games. And now the quarterback out at least these next 2 weeks, Joe. Yeah, I'm feeling like, is this season already cooked if I'm a Niner fan? And I want to know if that's how you're feeling, Niner fans. 888-957-9570. We'll pick it up on the other side. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to live from the Laughing Monk Studios, which is righteously brewed in San Francisco. This segment was brought to you by Cordelia RV Center. Part of you gets a little excited. Who is Mia O'Brien? Well, she covers the Jaguars down in Florida, and she works for ESPN Radio, so she knows her stuff. And she followed, more importantly, Mac Jones last year when he started a bunch of games for the Jacksonville Jaguars when Trevor Lawrence obviously got hurt, Joe. So we'll get the lay of the land of Mac Jones and how he looked last season, why he is over here now. Obviously, they had a regime change. Doug Peterson no longer there. They had to bring in Liam Cohen, got a new backup. I don't even know who the hell their backup is down in Jacksonville now, nor do I care. But I care about how Mac Jones looked last year in legit regular season action. And it looks like, if you're just joining us, according to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, Brock Purdy going to be out at least 2 to potentially 5 weeks with that turf toe injury. Mac Jones looking like he is starting this week in New Orleans.
There are so many more educated individuals who talk on air who have a wide range of vocabulary. But I want to use a word, and I'm not doing the because, like, for example, Evan is extremely smart. He likes to use all these words I've never heard of, you know. And then he does. And then
Evan,
like,
Giddings?
And then I have to, like, Google it and, like, figure out what the word is. And it's like, oh, you could have just said pumped, or, you know, like, I'm psyched or whatever. You know what I mean? But that's fine. Love you, Ev.
One pump wonder.
Might be Evan and Guru or Evan and Steiny.
I don't know. It's a mixed bag. We'll find out in 3.5 hours.
Here's the word. I'm befuddled that we're here in week two. How?
Very expensive word.
It's a pretty basic word to me.
I'll tell you.
How are we here?
How?
It's week two.
You didn't invest in your offensive line. Sorry. We all expected Trent Williams, and I did too. And shame on me. Shame on Joe Spadoni for thinking that last year was just, you know, Trent wasn't there for training camp. He had some personal stuff going on. And I just kind of poo-pooed the entire last season as, oh, he'll be fine. That's not Trent Williams. Trent was bad last week. The Hall of Fame left tackle. Listen, he's still a Hall of Famer. The Hall of Famers eventually turn into non-Hall of Fame players. Like, Jason Peters is a Hall of Famer, Joe.
Yeah.
Like, Jason Peters, when he was 38, 39, 40, 41 years old, was not the same guy.
No,
he was a Band-Aid player. Like, hey, you could bring him in if he needed a spot start for a couple weeks. But that can't be the entire season. Like, if that's what is to come going forward, good luck, Mac Jones. We might be going on to, I don't know, Adrian Martinez, who's on the practice squad. Exactly.
Now, my third string rant from 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mike White? That's another guy they're working out, I guess. Mike White, yeah.
The White Stripes?
The White Stripes.
Oh, my goodness.
No, wait.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Jack White.
Not White Mike, your friend, but White Mike.
White Mike thinks he can play corner, can play, you know, wide receiver.
Might need him to.
I'm just so befuddled. Like, we couldn't get through 60 minutes, and we lost our starting quarterback, who we gave 150 mil to, and we lost our starting tight end, who we extended. Juwan Jennings got hurt, and you gave him a couple extra million in incentives. I'm befuddled. I'm so at a loss for words on this one, and now I'm asking myself, I mean, week two, and I feel hopeless? How's that even possible?
Well, is that how Niner fans are feeling right now? Do you feel like Shasky feels? He feels hopeless about the 49ers injuries situation. 888-957-9570. Listen, I'm not telling you can't feel good. You still have some key players that are healthy. I'm trying to do my best here, guys.
I've got Christian McCaffrey. Who knows if it's hanging by a thread when it comes to the legs.
Oh, by the way, he needs like the workload this week. Sorry. He does. Like, I know it sounds insane.
What?
We need to monitor his workload. No. I need Christian McCaffrey to have like 30 like touches this week. All right? I need it.
Joe, that would be the final nail in the coffin is CMC. I don't even want to say it.
You know what? You know what? Sorry.
I can't be alone.
This is football. No, we need to lead on our workhorse.
Stop it. This is out of control. Like, and now we will get into like how many years they've lost their quarterback. It's sabotages seasons. You can go a couple weeks with Mac Jones. Maybe you split, right? Maybe you split. 5 weeks? If we got to go 5 weeks, I think we're in big trouble.
I mean, Mac Jones, let's pump the brakes here. Mac Jones has quarterbacked a team in the regular season to the playoffs.
He's a solid backup, okay?
No. As a starter, he took a team to the playoffs. I don't scoff at that, Joe. As a rookie, he did that. Now, Like, they protected him. It was Josh McDaniels as New England. It was different. But if we all agree that this is a quote-unquote softer schedule...
No. Hold on. See, I don't know.
Okay, you don't have to. But I'm saying that, and a lot of other people are saying that. This is a soft schedule.
These are still guys on the other team who drive big cars and live in big houses.
I understand that. It's also Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore, and I'm still taking the 49ers to win this week. Maybe it's the line has shifted, and I'm sure it has. You're not losing this week to Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore. You're not.
Why are you doing this?
What?
Why are we doing this?
Because I've seen
Nick Mullins. Other teams.
I've seen CJ Beathard. Shanahan could win this game still.
Pro sports, anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah, I
understand. That's how it works.
Yeah, I know. I was there for PJ Walker and the Cleveland Browns. I understand all of that. I understand that, Joe. But this is why you pay Kyle Shanahan the big bucks to figure this thing out. You're laughing. But you've seen it in the past, whether it's Trey Lance, whether it's C.J. Beathard, whether it's Nick Mullins, he could still win with Mac Jones, who I think is better than all of those other quarterbacks.
Can still win is a far cry from they're going to beat the Saints. Would you agree with me at this?
They might not, but I think I still think they're going to.
Remove Mac Jones from the equation. And just the Niners heading into the year, we all would agree. Things had to bounce their way to win double-digit games. It wasn't going to be a cruise fest, right? We're not talking about the 94 Niners. We're talking about the 2025 Niners.
It could be a roller coaster.
Okay.
Some ups
okay.
and downs.
So now you lose your franchise quarterback who is pretty freaking mobile, and you're replacing him with a guy who's not mobile, and we have more injuries across the board. You're out your Hall of Fame tight end, who you've dubbed the number one wide receiver on the team. I mean, he's a weapon in both the run and pass game.
Well, he was the number one receiver on this team last year.
All right.
Yes.
And you're out Juwan Jennings, who had close to 1,000 yards last year, and you're relying on a bunch of guys we've never heard of.
Kendrick Bourne, familiar with Mac Jones, back in news, you can scoff, knows the system, familiar with the quarterback. Continue.
Kendrick Bourne last wore a Niner uniform like 7 years
ago.
Yeah,
but he was most recently a Patriot and played with Mac Jones, so that's why they did bring him in for the connection there. So, if you need a wide receiver three okay. spot start this week.
Where was Kendrick Bourne
we'll
recently?
See. Huh?
Where was Kendrick Bourne recently?
Patriots.
Okay. So he's not good enough for the Patriots roster, but he is for the Niners.
Regime change is different. We do things. Eddie Pinheiro wasn't good enough for Dave Canales, but he's perfect over here.
All right, I hope you're right, but I'm trying to be a little pragmatic about it. This is just unbelievable. I can't be the only Niner fan that feels this way. This is just, we're snake bit.
Benzo and Napa will get to you.
This is ridiculous.
I do have to mention, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock, the Valkyries taking on the Minnesota Lynx, Joe, and you're going to be locked in there. By the way, you promised you're wearing your Valkyries jersey today.
Yeah, I got distracted.
How dare you?
The little guy came into the bed and slept with us, and then I had to become a ninja and dress in the dark. And, like, you know when you move stuff in the closet and it makes noise?
Oh, of course.
And he's like, dad, and I'm like, I
got
to go.
They got the sixes. I got to go. See ya. You can hear Father of the Year right there. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and all the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app.
She's like, why are you kissing him? He's going to wake up. I'm like,
because I love my... Heaven forbid you love your child, right? There you go. Just download the app and search Valkyries.
You think Kyle's going to kiss Mac Jones before the game?
Oh, God.
That was the guy he wanted, apparently.
Shout out Joe Namath and Susie Colbert. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game starts at 4:30. Benzo and Napa.
What's up, Benzo?
He wants to talk about all these Niners injuries, and how could you not?
Yeah. Good morning. I'm with you. I don't know how the 49er faithful right now are keeping it together. I just don't. I mean, it's like you've got this lineup that you just can never see perform all together. It's such a team. And every time there's momentum to get them going, we're like, we're really going to see them work all together. It's just there's not even a second do we get to see it happen before it just... I mean, was Shanahan like a hitman in his past life or something? Did he break a bunch of people's bones? Did he like not tip some voodoo master down in Nolens? And he just like every single time, I can't believe it. I mean, there's been a lot of people talking about, you have to too. Like, what is it? Is there something about the Niners' practices? Is there something about their off season that wears them out? Like, you know, this is a turf toe. Like with Purdy, I don't know what's coming next. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, we lost like it's like you have your whole defense mechanism. We just lost the whole Air Force. It's just gone like that. Like we don't have anything in the air. And I don't know what you do. I think positive. We've got like you're saying, Mac Jones. he's decent, but like we're so sick of looking at the bright side. Like it's like every year. How many years is this? Like four now?
We'll get into it.
Well, hey, trust me, Benzo, we got the entire history of the 49er quarterback situation under Kyle Shanahan. You know, we'll talk about it on the other side with Mia O'Brien, ESPN Radio, and covers the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Florida, and she knows her Jags very well. And she knows Mac Jones, who, by the way,
what state?
Florida. That's what they like to say down there, right, Sammy? Florida? That's what they say. He gives me the thumbs up. He's a hurricane back there. Big game for the U this weekend against USF. In the meantime, this segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, 2 to 5 weeks he is going to be out due to the turf toe injury. And that leads us to Mac Jones, who we'll discuss with Mia O'Brien in about 10 minutes. You're going to be like, Mia O'Brien, who's that? Well, she's really freaking good, first of all. We actually talked to her last year, Joe. Remember, after all the Brandon Ayuk stuff was going on and the Jaguars, all these different teams were kind of like sniffing around, and the Jags were potentially one of those teams trying to trade for him, pair him up with Trevor Lawrence. They said, obviously, no, and that didn't happen. We had Mia O'Brien on to talk about it. We'll have her on again to talk about Mac Jones, who started a handful of games for the Jags last year when Trevor Lawrence went down.
So right when you guys came in this morning, you're like, did you see the Ian Rappaport thing? I go, no, I did not. I thought when I saw the report, what was the report exactly from Ian Rappaport?
So it's going to be 2 to 5 weeks. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I have it right here. Let's play it.
Play it.
So this is Ian Rappaport this morning, NFL Network, on Brock Purdy's injury.
Kyle Shanahan telling reporters yesterday that Brock Purdy is a long shot to play this week. It could be a multiple week injury. My understanding is that Brock Purdy is out 2 to 5 weeks. 2 to 5 weeks for Brock Purdy with what is essentially a variant of turf toe. It is a ligament injury that affects the bottom of his foot. Call it turf toe if you want. That's basically what Kyle Shanahan has said. But 2 to 5 weeks for Brock Purdy, which would put him out at least the Saints game this week, the Cardinals game next week, and then we'll see. It is swollen. It is irritated. No one knows how it's going to react, but certainly it seems like the 49ers are looking at probably 2 starts for Mac Jones, their backup quarterback, and maybe more. And it's been tough early on for the 49ers, guys. I mean, obviously, you had the Christian McCaffrey minor injury to start out week one. He ended up playing. You have George Kittle on IR with a hamstring injury. Another battery of injury for the 49ers. A lot of challenges early on.
All right. So, similar to the way I did the injury with George Kittle, Purdy, if he's out, this game against the Saints, that's 1 week from the injury, which was sustained on Sunday of last week.
Correct.
The Cards game at home, home opener, that would be 2 weeks. If he returned for the Jaguar game, he would have to turn around and play 3 days later on Thursday against the Rams.
It's a quick turnaround.
I know. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
You're putting your tinfoil cap on, trying to think, like, maybe it's going to be three, so you can just have them that extra rest a little bit.
No, thank you. I'm trying to be logical, and I'm thinking to myself,
thank
like,
you, Spock.
Right? Like, if he comes back, you don't want him to re-injure it. If he comes back, you want to make sure he has the prerequisite rest in between starts. Now, look, performance, one way or the other, gives you leeway or no leeway. You know, when Troy Aikman, I know you guys saw the Cowboy doc.
I watched it all.
Troy Aikman was healthy to come back, but Berline was playing so well that they didn't want to make the decision to go back to Aikman.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Mac performs well, maybe that gives them more time, more leeway. If Mac doesn't perform, or heaven forbid, he goes down, well, now we're in big trouble. And then I just start thinking, like, there's this whole Shanahan angle to all these quarterback injuries, and I know we'll get into that. There's also a Brock angle. And the reality is, of his last 7 games, he's been injured 4 times.
Four?
Now, that's not me just making stuff up. Just look at the charts. And so, it sucks to say it out loud, but the reality is, if the organization, the player, isn't looking at this going, well, I'm getting banged up and I'm missing games. I'm getting banged up and I'm missing games. Like, health is a legitimate now conversation. It wasn't when you didn't miss any games for the UCL. It's kind of fluky. It's kind of one-off. Like, some could say it's not, but I'm going to say it is. All right? But four injuries in your last seven games and you're missing multiple weeks, that's not good. He's had both shoulders. He's had the elbow.
Yep.
And now he has the toe.
He also had a back against the Patriots last year. That wasn't, I don't think, officially listed, but he talked about it after the game that his lower back was not feeling great. Again, that could be general soreness. That could be just, but I have to mention it because this is a guy that makes his bones and makes his plays being mobile, being able to be shifty in the pocket, not being, you know, Lamar Jackson per se, but doing just enough to be able to get out of the reach of guys like Leonard Williams last week, or DeMarcus Lawrence, or in this case this week would have been a Cam Jordan. But, you know, if that's going to hamper him at all the rest of the season, Joe, it does change how I view him, because that's a lot of his game. Let's be honest. Like, that is a lot of Brock Purdy's game, is being mobile. I don't know if he could survive being a 6-foot statue quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to be a statue, but, like, kind of how I'm feeling if I'm a Niner fan today is like, hey, even if he does come back, the big toe injury is not just going to go away. Like, what? I have to move around on my feet constantly. So I could put it in a boot as much as I want, but if it's a 2 to 5 week injury, which tells me it's not like a grade one, it's probably like a grade two, so there's some slight tearing, according to Dr. Rao Pandya, UCSF Health, then I it's just not going to go away, is what I'm saying, Joe. And it's only going to get worse when you play on the artificial fields, which in your case, you're saying he would come back to at SoFi Stadium potentially. So that, again, I know I'm a weirdo with the field stuff, but it's important in this conversation.
It's relevant.
Because he literally got hurt playing on this artificial surface last week.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The thing. The planting, and I don't know, but he took punishment last week, is what I'm getting at, too, as he was rolling out and running out of bounds. Maybe going forward, is that going to be in the back of his mind? Is he going to second-guess himself? Like, these are just sort of the things that I'm thinking about if I'm a fan viewing Brock Purdy going forward. And Brock's going to, like, has to start thinking about his own preservation, too. We were talking about with Bonte a couple days ago, Joe, like, what made Peyton and Tom so great later on in their careers was their ability, and this is what makes Brock great, too, is the cerebrals, and identifying early on, oh, this play's blown up. I just need to drop down, throw it in the ground, just not take the punishment. That's why Tom played for 45 years and wasn't able to run at all. It wasn't the TB12 method and the avocado toast people, all right, and the Alex Guerrero like method. That wasn't it. It was him being able to identify when and when not to get hurt. That's going to be a big part of Brock Purdy going forward, I think, and knowing when and when not to, you know, take that extra risk and take that extra hit, because I know the guy's gutsy. He wants to put his head down. That's how he made his bones at Iowa State. That's mm-hmm. how he got to this position. That's why we love Brock Purdy. But why do you think Patrick Mahomes has kind of tapered it back a little bit at times, too? He's been a little bit more like, you know what? We got a great defense. Yeah. I don't need to put myself in harm's way as much going forward. That's why Cam Newton didn't last as long as he did. The guy was so big, and he used that to his advantage until it became a disadvantage. You got hurt all the time. Sorry, that was very long-winded of me, but that's just kind of what I'm thinking about right now with Brock Purdy, and if the body can sustain this punishment year in and year out.
I mean, that's what did in Jeff Garcia. Joe Montana's body gave out on him. Now, very different eras for both those guys. Jimmy Garoppolo was so recent, and it's hard to not have PTSD over Jimmy and look at Brock and go, all right, well, he's smaller height-wise, and he's thicker down in the lower area, but the similar trend of getting banged up is happening to him. Now, I remember when Jalen Hurts had, like, the quad knee thing in 2023, and he never came out and said that he was hurt, and they didn't want to disclose it. It affected his play style. He didn't run as effectively. He's a power runner. I mean, he's an excellent player. But Jalen was not the same player with that injury, and mobility is a huge element of his game. So your point about turf toe and mobility and that being a huge element for Brock Purdy, yeah, I mean, that's a huge separator, is his quick little shuffles to be able to evade a free rusher. And then also just the ability to use your feet to reset him and throw the ball downfield and climb in the pocket or slide in the pocket or drift in the pocket. So this is not good.
No.
It's not good at all. And I just... We have to start having the realistic conversation, which sucks. We paid another guy, and now he's got a bunch of injury concerns.
And we're going to continue to talk about it. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And now we are joined by Mia O'Brien, who's joining us on the River Islands guest line. Covers the Jaguars, does a lot of good stuff for ESPN Radio, at Mia O'Brien TV on Twitter. And Mia, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky here. And we've been talking about the biggest news of the day, of the last 24 hours, really, in Ninerland. It is the Brock Purdy injury, and the latest from Ian Rappaport, he's going to be out 2 to 5 weeks. So...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.